Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff? Only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk. Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hello, everybody. It is my favorite time of the week. Thursdays at 3. I just kind of love how that rolls off your tongue. Thursdays at 3 on the Junk Refund Show, coming to you from Bethesda, Maryland. And today I am about 3 minutes away from a parking lot where I'm going to park and do the rest of this show. I am in an enterprise rental truck, a 16-foot box truck that we have used the last few days to clean out a house in Baltimore, Maryland. And we were up there Monday through about an hour ago cleaning out this place. We got it done, and I've got a couple of stories I'll share with you perhaps during the show about some of that we've done. But the good news is that job is done, and I got a text message from my buddy Lou, who is the son-in-law of the gentleman who passed away and whose house it is. And Lou just said, and I quote, "We thank you very much!" Exclamation point. So anyway, all is well, and I am very excited today to have a really good friend of mine. I've known him for 50 years. His name's Lennon Ledbetter. Lennon, you're on the line, I think. Can you hear me okay?
Sir.
How are you, my friend?
Great.
Lennon is out in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, where he has joined us today to talk about some of the things that he's been involved in over his career, which basically spans, folks, about 50 years. That's a 5 and a 0. 50 years of being one of the country's top network marketing guys and one of the country's leading pros in helping people build teams and be successful. So Lennon and I were in high school together at Orem High School in Orem, Utah. He's a year older than me. He's a lot better looking than I am, and he's a really good athlete. And it's just been fun to be in touch with him over the years and kind of see what he's done. He's been very successful. But Lennon, I'm going to let you just kind of start off by kind of introducing yourself, I guess, and some of the things you've been involved in lately that you're excited about and that we'll be talking about on the show. Why don't you just take a moment and say hi to everybody?
Oh, man, it's an honor, Alan, to be on the call with you. I got excited when you invited me, because I love what you do. You know, junk refund. You know, it's like you clean junk out of people's homes. Well, guess what I've done with my whole life? Clean junk out of people's minds, their belief. It's so exciting to give hope to people again. And that's why I was so excited that I barely had my driver's license when I started. And it's just all I've ever done. Just never had a job in my life. So everything we've ever done is because we've succeeded at what we're trying to do. And that's what I love more than anything. I remember when my dad, you know, it's like, I don't know why one kid's born black and another's white and another's brown and another's this. I don't know why one kid's born in London, England, and another kid's born in Chicago. You know, I don't know. I don't even know why. Like, I just knew my dad was Curtis. My mom was Virginia. somebody else might have got luckier, or when I say luckier, I'm grateful. My mom and dad were the best mom and dad I could ever hope for. But, you know, one guy gets to, one little kid to, oh, my dad's Steve Jobs, or my dad's Bill Gates, or my dad's Warren Buffett, or my dad's, you know, Barack Obama, or my dad's Donald Trump. And anyway, my dad was Curtis, and they were school teachers. So we were definitely paycheck to paycheck. But I was thinking, man, there has to be more. There has to be more. And I was just excited. I mean, it was like I kept thinking, God's a God of abundance. All things are possible. I don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. I don't have to be in debt. There has to be more. And I was just, I think that was just a blessing from God, because I saw it when I was in high school. Now, what I mean by saw it is I just believed. It's like I saw that we could break the 24-hour time barrier. I didn't just have to give my time and make some dollars, You know, it was like Warren Buffett said, if you don't find a way to make money while you're sleeping, you're going to work until you die. Well, see, I guess I was young enough that I just believed this kind of thing. And I said, yeah, I'm good. Like, we can do it. And but I think the greater blessing was that I'm as excited today as I was four decades ago. So it's been an exciting, and I think you wanted a short answer, but I'll just tell you that I remember one little story of my dad, because see, my dad was just paycheck to paycheck, you know, and then all of a sudden he got excited. So when I say paycheck to paycheck, we weren't poor. We were just normal, paycheck to paycheck. My mom taught second grade. My dad was a school teacher at the university, so he was a university professor. So nobody would say we grew up poor. But the two incomes was just made us paycheck to paycheck. They weren't free. But the one thing I remember about my dad was that he was always drinking this white milky stuff. I mean, always drinking. It was like prescription grade for his upset stomach. So he would go every month and get it, refill his prescription, because the stuff at the store wouldn't be strong enough. So he was drinking, and I mean, we had it in his office, in our bed, his bedroom, the kitchen, the bathroom. I mean, it was in the glove box of the car, and he didn't measure it in a spoon. I just remember growing up, always, my dad just swigging this stuff and then getting his prescription every month. You'll even remember the pharmacy in our little town, Alan, that, you know, and Kelly's dad was the pharmacist. And anyway, so he'd go there and we'd get his prescription. But anyway, the thing is that all of a sudden, you know, we were driving together, just me and my dad. And see, that was the other thing. He was gone all the time because he was trying to make money. So how does a university professor make money? Teaches school all day. But if he wants to make more money, what does he do? Teaches night classes. Now he's gone all day, gone all night. You know, and so I was thinking, man, he's never home. Well, then all of a sudden he's like starting to change his life a little, and money's starting to come in. He goes, and so I'm riding with him, because he says, you can come with me anytime. And I was driving with just me and my dad in the car, and we were driving, and I fidgeting around, and I opened the glove box, and no, there's no white milky stuff. And it had been my whole life. And so I go, Dad, I know it's not strong enough, but pull into Walgreens or something. We'll get you some. You must, you know, you're out. And he looks at me. Now, this is all in about a six-month period. So it happened really quick. I didn't notice. Because remember, I'm just a high school kid. But he says, I don't drink it anymore. And I remember thinking, what? A miracle from God or something. What happened now? You drank it all your life, and now you don't drink it anymore. And he says, no, ever since I joined this team, he says, I've never needed it. And I go, what? What was it? What is it? word, and it changed my life forever. He said, Hope. He says, before I joined this team, I had no hope of ever living our dreams. Of course, your mother and I had dreams when we were dating, when we were young married. We had dreams. But he says, we eventually just kept squelching our dreams to meet our income because we didn't know any way to raise our income to meet our dreams. And he says, once I saw that, I had hope. And he says, hope, hope. And I remember like it was yesterday, it touched my heart. And I looked my dad straight in the eye and said, Dad, that's what I want to do with my life. Is go around giving people hope that their latter days can be better than their former days, that their future can be better than their past, that there is hope for a way to live debt-free, to just become a little bit financially free. See, I just think there's no other kind of freedom until we're first financially free. So that's what I've done, brother. That's what I've done with my life. I've dedicated it to helping people live free. That's all I do. I wake up in the morning. Who can I bless today? Who else can we talk to? What can we do to help somebody that's looking? And that's been a joy. That's why I've had a fun life that I just wouldn't trade for anything. It's just been exciting every single day for the last four decades.
That's a great answer. And no, I'm not looking for a short answer. I'm just looking for like, and I know you always give me an honest answer. I just wanted an answer of kind of give these folks a little bit of a sense of what your life has been like and what you've done and some of the, I love your, I forgot how you said it right at the early part of this. You know, I help people get the junk out of their lives. You help people get what? You help them be junk thoughts? What, how did you say that?
Well, I love when you have the 1-800 junk refund. You know what I mean? It's like junk getting junk out. And I think so many times we're trained. We have these limiting thoughts. You could almost say we have poverty consciousness versus prosperity consciousness. I think it's like I want people to know that yes, it's possible versus, well, you know, my great grandpa lived this way and my grandpa lived this way. And my pa lived this way. That's just the way it is going to be for me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I'm thinking that's not true. These generational thinking patterns have been passed down. We can boom, break that chain. We can be the one that breaks that change. And from here on, we're the ones that are blessing lives. We're helping people. See, that's the whole name of the game is help somebody else. The greatest leader is a servant of all. Help others give. It's funny how it just comes back 30, 60, 100-fold return for sure.
But go ahead.
What I'm saying is, in other words, it's, I believe we increase by association. That means we can also decrease, I guess. But what I'm saying is we increase by association. Many times we don't have access to start. It's who we're talking to. And sometimes they're loving people, but there are family and friends telling you why you cannot.
Right.
No, we need to associate with people. That's what I'm saying. Get it out of your head. We need to associate with people that are saying, yes, you can. See, I think sometimes the most negative person we talk to all day is ourselves. You see, I think if your best friends talk to you the way you talk to you, not saying you particularly, Alan, I'm talking just people, if their best friends talk to them the way they talk to themselves, I think they would cease to be your best friend. You'd say, come on, man. Every time I tell you a dream, you tell me why I can't do it. I tell you something I'm excited about, and you tell me why it won't work. Every time I talk to you, you're my friend. You're supposed to believe. You're supposed to support. And all you do is be negative.
Right.
You see, and yet our own self, we're talking always why something cannot work or won't work or why we're not worthy of it. And so I believe that the first thing is we'll never make more money than our self-esteem believes we're worthy of. So first, we got to start associating with people that are going somewhere and getting excited about life.
See, that's a good point.
Association, increase what? Whatever I want to increase. If I want to be a better piano player, better start hanging around better piano players. It's like I'm going to start associating with people that believe, with people that are excited, with people that are going somewhere. It's a choice. A choice who you choose to associate with.
Anyway, yeah, that's true.
Back to you, brother.
Anyway, that's true. Two thoughts came to my mind. One of them is, I don't know if you remember a guy named Keith Train. Keith Train was the tennis coach of the junior high kids and some of the high school kids, I think. But mostly the junior high kids. He was kind of the guy that developed the youth in the Orem area to be tennis players. He had a son who I think was an All-American tennis player. And Keith used to always tell us to always play people who are better than you, right? Play tennis against somebody who's better than you, because you'll naturally learn a few things. And so we tried to do that. And I think that's, you know, it goes back to your thought about who you associate with. I think what you said was you talk about how to get, and you help people get the junk out of their minds. I think that's what you said. And that's a great way.
Yes.
That's what you said, right? And I think that's a great summary of what you do, because there's an awful lot of junk in people's minds. I got to just quickly tell the Jim Carrey story and invite people to Google Jim Carrey on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Because when Jim was when he was 14 or 15, his dad lost his job. And Jim was homeless for quite a few months. And he says, most people don't know this, but I was homeless for quite a few months. And when he went to Hollywood to try to build a career as an actor, I think there's a famous drive or road there called Mulholland Drive. And I'm assuming that's in Hollywood, because Jim went up there on that drive every night and imagined that he had everything that these other famous people and rich people in town had. He kind of told himself, you can have it too. It's going to be yours. You just don't have it yet. And every night he went up and visualized him doing that. And then he took out a check. And in somewhere around 1991 or 92, he wrote himself a check for $10 million. And he signed it. And he put in the memo line, he said, for acting services rendered. And he did it around Thanksgiving of around 1991 or so. Thanksgiving of 1995, 4 years later, just before Thanksgiving, he gets notified that he's going to be paid $10 million for being in Dumb and Dumber. And in 4 years, his visualization of making $10 million as an actor came true. And when Oprah went on her show, and I don't know, was it 25 years or something, she had the Oprah Winfrey Show, when she went on and talked about great people who had been on our show whose philosophies and teachings impacted more people than anybody else. And when you think of how many people had been on that show in 25 years, right? One of the top people was Jim Carrey. And she played that clip of how he visualized himself having $10 million by being a very successful actor. And it happened in about, as Jim tells the story, he says, I can't remember if it was 3 or 5 years. So I'm telling it as though it was 4 years. But just before Thanksgiving of 1995, he got the word that he was going to make $10 million in Dumb and Dumber. Now, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about changing the way you think and opening up your mind to possibilities that great things can happen. And that Jim Carrey story is very apropos for what you're talking about. It's right down the alley, I think, of what you're talking about. But we're going to take a break here, folks, for just a minute. I got my high school buddy, Lennon Ledbetter, on the line with me out in Las Vegas, one of the most successful network marketing and team-building leaders in the United States. That's documented. That's just not my opinion. That is documented. And We will be back. He's going to talk more about some of the stuff he's involved in now. And I'm going to invite you, Lennon, if you pull a couple of success stories from other people that you've helped and what they've been able to do and et cetera, we'll come back and get some more stories. But you're listening to the Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio with my guest, Lennon Ledbetter. We'll be back in about a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
He has such a great voice, doesn't he? That's Don Newsom, our producer, who's also hosted radio shows himself. And he and his brother Doug are the founders of BBSRadio.com and BBS Radio TV. We are thrilled and proud to be on their station. And every week, it's just a lot of fun to talk about some of the stuff about getting the junk out of your home and your garage and also out of your life. So today, my guest is Lennon Ledbetter, my buddy who's out in Las Vegas, who is really good at helping other people be successful by building teams. And Lennon, let me just dip into kind of your, 40 years of history here. You told me, maybe it was last year, I think you in passing, kind of as we were talking on the phone, you told me, I think it was about a landscaper that you had helped start making a lot more money. And you were quite proud of that. And I'm sure you have a boatload of stories. Do you want to just kind of tell us a couple of examples of how you've been able to help some people in the past?
Okay, for sure. That's one of my favorite things, is just the thousands now. It's like, first it was one and two and 100. But I figured, if God created the world, why couldn't I have income in 40 or so different languages? I want to be, anyway, but real quick before I answer, You mentioned Keith Train and how he said, if you want to get better at tennis, play with tennis players that are better than you.
Correct.
Well, see, what I want to say, and then you also mentioned Jim Carrey, and two little thoughts popped into my head, is that it seems easy. See, we've been taught the simple principles all our lives. We just haven't acted on them. We haven't done them. But we've been taught them, and once our brain goes, duh, that's what I know. In other words, I think people get it easy that if they want to be, I mentioned piano player, we go get lessons from, like, my mom was real good at the piano. My dad didn't know how to play. Now, if I went to my dad to teach me piano, he didn't know. How could he teach what he doesn't know? How can you teach what you don't know? Well, but the same thing, if I wanted to learn how to catch a football, my mom had never done that. My dad had gone to college on a football scholarship, so he could teach me. So see, I had to get smart at who I asked my questions to. I didn't ask my dad about piano, and I didn't ask my mom about catching a football. But I'm saying that we're taught, we know, oh yeah, if I want to get better at tennis, play better tennis players. If I want to know how to strengthen my muscles, I better talk to some bodybuilder. See, we get that, but then we somehow don't think the logic of, if I want to make more money, if I want to become financially free, who am I talking to daily that's financially free? Sometimes we want to learn how to pay our house off or how to get a better house, and we go ask a relative that doesn't have his house paid off. You see, in other words, their answers aren't going to line up. But remember, they're good people. They mean well, They just give you dumb advice. They give you dumb counsel because they don't know good counsel because they haven't done it. So I think that one of the things that I lucked out in or got blessed in was that I was able to surround myself with some people that were going somewhere, some people that were financially free so I could learn the language of success. See, what I found is they just spoke different. They just talked different. They believed different. When they went out to do something, they had an expectation that it would work. Whereas other people didn't even try. Because, see, you and me both grew up in that little steel mill town. And
right.
It was just kind of like the attitude was, well, I can't wait to get out of high school and get a job at Geneva at the little steel mill. Why? Well, Grandpa worked at the steel mill. Paul worked at the steel mill. I'm going to work at the steel mill. And I had that steel mill, mill town mentality, I call it. And so, and that wouldn't, it's not like getting a job at the steel mill wouldn't give you a nice little home to work, work to home job till you're 65 and then you retire. And then you just, anyway, I'm not saying that it was a wrong or bad thing to do. I just knew I was getting out of that town. I was getting out, period. So, but what we know is, hey, I want to get better at tennis, better get to play a better tennis player. See, that logic makes sense. But right. We don't ever transfer it to our brain and say, if I want to make more finances, who am I talking to? And today, we have Zoom calls. We have things that we didn't have back in the old days to where I'm doing Zoom calls all the time. Shoot, right. Anybody on this call could call 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, leave their number with you, or send it to your 800 your refund email. And then we'll let them include. They don't have to do what I do. Just listen in and get excited about principles, about how to improve your finances. That's all we talked about is how do we help you be a better husband, a better father, a better mother, a better... you can see I'm excited, so I'm taking a breath. But that's why I got so excited. So I say, man, that's the blessing from God is I'm as fired up today. I was excited to do this call. Why? Because we can reach more people. We can reach more people. Like it's my ministry to reach people, you know, like a church pastor wants to help people in his congregation.
Well, no,
saying,
why
is that so different?
Yeah, no, I understand. See, go ahead.
No, so I think that we need to associate and then start hearing people that are succeeding. So I'm tying it into the question you asked of success people. Well, every Zoom call I do, every live event, we got a big live event in Vegas, several thousand people coming here in a couple weeks. It's like we're doing live events, we're doing Zoom events, we're doing, it's never just me. It's always successful people at different levels of success because we're trying to share the language of success. So we choose to listen in. We choose to plug in. You know, we plug in. You also mentioned another thing about Carrie, and I didn't know you were using that story. I like that story. It's a great story. But a lot of people, they know that they can't build a house in 1 minute. They know that it takes a while. They know that if their wife gets pregnant, she can't just have the baby in 1 minute. It's going to take 9 months. Yet somehow they think they're going to just make $1 million like in 1 minute. No, Carrie didn't just live in Nebraska and dream about a $10 million movie check. No, he went to LA and he worked and he tried. And 4 years later, he got the check. You see, it wasn't 40 years later. It was four. But it also wasn't 4 weeks. It was, he learned, he started getting in the group. He first got plugged in. He got plugged into Hollywood, see? You got to get plugged in. If you don't plug in your microwave, it's not going to work. If you don't plug in your vacuum, it's not going to work. So you plug in. So to me, the key to everything is he wanted to be an actor, so he went to Hollywood and began to plug in. And soon He had relationships, which would lead to this, to that. See, it's relationships, didn't I say at the very beginning? We increase by association. But if he lived in Iowa, he wasn't associating with the people that could get him where he was going to go. He wasn't associating with the right people for that dream to come true. So he went to Hollywood, started developing the relationships, and this guy knew this guy, and this guy said, hey, you ought to check out this Carey guy. Boom, boom, boom. And 4 years later, he got the $10 million check. So hopefully that was that. And then you mentioned success. Yeah, I could take the rest of the show telling success stories. But that's why we have our Zoom calls. We're always having people on and telling their story. That's all we do, really, is tell stories, because we want you to see, oh, this guy's shorter than me, and look, he's winning. Hey, this guy's taller than me, look, he's winning. Hey, this guy's got a different color skin than me, and he's winning. Hey, this guy's got is single, and he's winning. Hey, this guy's married, and he's winning. Hey, this girl, hey, this, that. Hey, this one's a little overweight, you know, and winning. And this one's a little underweight. This one's a Methodist. This one's Lutheran. This one's a Democrat. This one's a Republican. This one, see, it doesn't matter. See, what we're showing is people have a dream to be free. And we're not about all that other stuff. We're just about them believing and helping them believe that they're worthy of success. And they can succeed at whatever level they want. Some people, only $1,000 a month would just change their life forever. Some might want more. So you get to choose, and then we go to work to help you get what you choose. Anyway, back to you, brother.
And that's a good point. No, that's a good point. I got to tell him, because I know I've talked to you about this before, and I think you were comfortable with me on this before, but just to illustrate to people, I want them to understand the scope of my guest today. It's really important, folks, that you understand a couple of things. I watched him when he was a wide receiver on our football team, just bullet down, you know, run a post pattern on the football field. And he was a co-captain of our football team, and everybody liked him. In fact, my sister Ann, my younger sister Ann, who was a sophomore when you were a senior, I think she told me a story a few months ago about how you walked into, I think it was your mom's elementary school class one day, and my sister may have been, I guess, was in the class or something, and she kind of said, you know, all the girls just kind of went, you know, swooning over Lennon, because we just kind of thought, wow, what a good-looking, awesome guy. So the whole second grade was in love with you when my sister was in there. But here's what I did, folks. I was talking to Lennon maybe a year or two ago about a couple of things, and I just was curious, and I said, like, you know, how much money have you made in a month, for example? And I just kind of threw it out. And then I just kind of hypothetically threw out, you know, kind of a big number just to kind of, calm everybody down, so to speak, or kind of, you know, I threw out a number that I thought, you know, it's an exaggerated number, so it's not that big a deal. And I said something like, I mean, you know, have you made $100,000 in a month? Something like that. And Lennon just kind of thought for a couple of seconds, and he said, well, to be honest with you, there have been several months where I've made more than $1 million in a month. Now, that blew my mind, right? I mean, that blew my mind. And I just thought, you know, if I went out in a year and did $1 million of junk removal business, I'd be the happiest junk removal guy in the country. Some of these junk removal companies do a lot more than that in a year, right? But that's 1 month, folks. And he's not Superman out, you know, individually going on 1,000 appointments a week. He's a super motivator and a very good listener who is helping more and more people achieve their dreams. And he's getting a small percentage as a bunch of these other people achieve their dreams, basically. And so when I invite him on the show, I don't know. And I got to tell you, Warren Buffett is a friend of mine. He is, and that's a true story. And I have not had him on the show. I'd love to do that. But there aren't that many people you can go to, you know, and just suddenly have them come on the show and tell you how to make X amount of money, you know, in a month. I've got other friends that have made $1 million in a month easily, right? So, and I can tell you stories about those. But that's not the point. The point is Lennon is a very credible money-making machine who is also a good, humble guy who is interested in you making money first, because he knows that that's the key to his success for him to make some money as well. So with that as a backdrop, and I got to tell you, Lynn, I think you know this. I you know, did a Facebook page. In fact, I have a Facebook page out here in the D.C. area where I kind of initially a few months ago put your picture on there and mentioned you're on there. And I think I said something about, you know, this guy's made $1 million in a month. And the mind, you should have seen some of the comments that came back accusing me of a scammer, false advertising, blah, blah, blah. Nope. And they don't know you. They don't know anything about you or any of your history. But boy, you should have seen the mental backlash that came back at me when I simply told the truth, because people won't believe that that's possible, right? But it is possible. And Jim Carrey's an example of it. You're an example of it. I mean, lots of people are an example of it. So it's kind of fascinating to me that people's minds will shut off the possibilities very quickly. And I, in the junk removal business, you know, we go out and do jobs for Groupon, for example. We've done thousands of jobs for Groupon, and these are just little jobs, like a pickup truck of stuff. And Groupon takes half the money. That's their policy, so that's just the way it is. So we'll go out and do a job, and it's a discounted price, and so we're not going to get much money for doing this job. And so many times I just take my pickup truck and I go out and do it myself. And I take a dolly and a hand truck along. You would be surprised how many times, over and over and over and over again, when I show up at the door on time, the first thing people say is, "You're not here by yourself, are you?" And I say, "Well, yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, this is not that big a job." I said, "And you know, no, I'm not by myself. I have my hand truck and a dolly with me." And you would be surprised how many times people say, "You can't do this by yourself. You, one man can't do this job." I have yet in 15 years to go on a job by myself where the job did not get done. And so I'm always fascinated by the belief, and I guess it's because people just don't understand, you know, how you can use your body to get a fridge up into a truck. Well, I know how to do that. It's easier than you might think. But to them, it's like, no way that's going to happen. So in the junk removal business, I see it all the time, and I thrive. I sometimes get tired of being told, "You can't do this by yourself." But then my heart kind of expands and I go, you know what? I've always loved a good challenge, and I love it when those rare occasions where we go into somebody's home and they say, you know, ABC Junk Removal Company was here and they couldn't get this freezer out of the basement. And I'm going, perfect opportunity for us to prove that we're better. Because if the freezer got into the basement, I'm telling you, it can also go the other direction. And so we get it out and we prove that, hey, we didn't quit when other people quit. So, Lennon, I want you to tell people a little bit about what you're involved in right now and what's got you so excited with some of your latest work that you're doing. And for those of you that are listening, if you want to get kind of tuned in to have me and Lennon and there's some other talented people kind of help you increase and make a few bucks on the side, et cetera, call our toll-free number, the 1-800-JUNK-REFUND number, which is 1-800-586-5733, or just shoot me an email to 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com. And we'll connect you. We'll tell you more about it. In other words, you just call us 1-800-JUNK-REFUND or email us at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com, and we'll get you more information about what Lennon's doing and what I'm doing and what's so exciting here. But, Lennon, tell everybody a little bit more about what you're doing. In fact, let's do this. We're going to take another break right now, and when we get back, I want you to just, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. I want you to just tell everybody what you're involved in right now and what you're so excited about, and I want to make sure we give you time to do that, folks. So, folks, you're listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from a parking lot in Durwood, Maryland, which is a very calm, nice place to be to do a radio show. It's an amazing world when you can do a radio show around the world with just your phone. My guest is my high school buddy, Lennon Ledbetter, who was really good at making money himself and making money and helping other people make money for themselves. We're going to come back after a quick break, and he'll tell you more about what he's doing today and some of the stuff that's got him so excited. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Folks, you're listening to the Junk Refund Show here on BBS Radio. This is Alan Cook, your host, with my high school buddy, Lennon Ledbetter, who is out in Las Vegas and is going to tell us about how he has become so successful helping other people make money and make money for himself by building successful teams. He's been doing this about 50 years now, one of the best in the country. Lennon, tell him a little bit about some of the stuff you're involved in currently and maybe even a little bit about this convention coming up in a couple of weeks that you mentioned that so many people are coming to. Tell him what's got you excited right now.
You know, I'm excited. One thing, first thing that got me excited, as you mentioned, because I love that we're on this flow of mindset, of how we think and associate. And you mentioned that post you did and how some people just made comments about it's not possible, that can't happen, while others responded and are totally excited about life, and we blessed quite a few people, remember?
Right.
And so that's why we're doing another show. It's funny that I stay funny because it's just, you know, it's like that old poem said, two men looked out of the self-same bars. One saw mud, the other stars. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know, I just think it's funny how two people can hear the same thing. One gets excited and goes, wow, that's what I've been praying for, is a mentor that'll help me for free.
Right.
See, that's the other thing I love. When you say, what am I most excited about now? It's what I was excited about then, is that we want to help you for free. We don't make any money unless you win. See, I remember when I was young and a financial planner came over to my house. He says, look, and I'll just say it was $30,000. I don't even remember what it was, but it was quite a big number, I think, at the time. And he says, give me $30,000 and I'll give you a financial plan. And I went, no, I think it's better if you give me a financial plan for free. And then if it works, you get a piece. He didn't have the courage to do that. He said, no, I can't. What he was doing was selling financial plans. Like, he was making his money on the financial plan. And if it worked, great. If it didn't work, great. He's on to the next one, selling another financial plan.
Right.
And I think so many people have done that. Or that's what they're doing. And I go, no, I want to follow somebody who's succeeding at what I'm trying to succeed at. And if they've got the guts and the courage to invest their time in me for free, then that they have a vested interest in my success, because my most valuable asset is my time. And so that's what I love about what we do, is that for me to make a couple hundred, I got to first help you make a couple thousand. If you don't make anything, we don't make anything. It's all based on, we know what we do. We know it works. We have confidence. It's 100%, 100% every time you plug in, you win. See, there's always, I mean, I'm just saying that we have a proven, predictable pattern of behavior. Proven, predictable. See, I think a lot of times people used to say, a leader's dependable, leader's dependable. I started adding the word predictable. A leader's dependable and predictable. Being dependable, yeah, you're dependable at your job. But I'm not going to be yo-yo, man. I'm predictable. In other words, we have a proven, four decades proven, predictable pattern of behavior. Everybody that plugs in wins. Everybody that doesn't. So and it's also in degrees. To the degree you plug in, to the degree. But see, you see, it's not a Lennon thing, though. You've mentioned Warren Buffett a couple of times today. And so you could say, I mean, he has, in his skill set, he's developed a proven predictable pattern of behavior. And it's worked for him. You could go to almost any successful guy. And what's there? You know, what was Kerry's predictable pattern of behavior? What did he? In other words, I don't know. I don't want to get so detailed because sometimes I just said something that is now going to be on the air. And, you know, one of the things we're always trying to do is not make claims. You know, it's like, I can't guarantee anything. You know, I can't guarantee that if I say we're having a Zoom call on Tuesday night, I can't guarantee that you'll get there. Even if we say it's 30 minutes, it's free. Well, do we take the 30 minutes? See, if somebody doesn't plug in, then they don't learn. And so then they go, oh, my mom tried that. Or, well, wait, was she? See, like I said, we have this event in Vegas. Well, some people are willing to buy a plane ticket. Some people are willing to take off work. Some people are willing to pay for a hotel room. Others aren't. But that's why you have Zoom calls. Then you'd be sitting at home in your casual clothes. You're just sitting at home. And instead of grocery shopping, you plug into Zoom. You see, it's like, and then you see everything's in steps, but it costs nothing. But some people don't plug in. They don't learn the language of success because they don't associate with success. See, you increase by association, and it's free to choose to associate or choose not to associate. So stay where you are or choose to change. See, it's all a choice. Everything's just so simple. It is so simple. But I tell you why I'm so excited now is we got the simplest thing I've ever seen. See, we're disrupting the way banking is changed. See, years ago, if anybody on this call was going to go do any banking, you would go down to your bank, and there'd be like six or seven or eight tellers, and you'd stand in line until a teller was open, and you'd go in and do your banking. Then they started saying online banking, get online banking. Now we have things like Apple Pay, SoFi, other things. In other words, that's the way things have been going, is to online banking, digital. You should get it that way. Well, I think what's happened, what's exciting too, is that we know that you go to any major city and the big tall buildings are bank names. Why? Because they're making billions on transaction fees. See, anytime somebody uses a debit card, there's a transaction fee. See, somebody's making money. See, every time, it doesn't matter. See, it doesn't matter what you do. See, sometimes in business over the years, we've had a product and then we're trying to get people to get excited about that product. You see, it's like your junk refund. You're exciting people to get to use your junk refund. If they just go and get some other junk refund company, you don't make money. You only make money when they use you. And I'm saying that in a way, that's just life and business. And there's always competition and good things, and they're good, we're good. It's not, you know, it's just options. I've got options. If I'm going to go to a dentist, there's 100 down the street. Which one do I choose? You see, well, I choose one. But you see, but it doesn't mean that that's the only. So I know people have lots of options in what debit card they use, where they have a bank account. You see, it's okay. But what excites me is that I can walk out my door and 100% of the people that I see are already doing what I'm going to share with them. I also know when I walk out my door that 100% of the people are not earning, because we haven't been able to share. We haven't been able to partner with banks that would share that transaction fee. You see, so what I'm trying to do is always, everything I'm about is how do we get duplication? See, that's why I invite anybody on here. It's no harm, no foul. Just try, call 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Say, hey, this is my name. I'd like to learn more. Or call it, or send an email to 1-800-JUNK-REFUND@gmail.com and say, hey, I'd like to learn more. If you like what you hear, get excited. If you don't like what you hear, well, you're, what's the name?
Get excited.
You're
get excited anyway.
Yeah. It's a good 20 minutes worth of your time. And then you say, yeah, I think I can do something. I'd like my life to be different. Or I'm going to just stay like I am. I like my income. I like my life the way it is. So it's just, I always go, man, it's worth, I don't know, I'd spend 15, 20 minutes for my financial future. I just to see. But I'm also without, I don't want to give all the details, because then I want to talk to you. I want you to know
right.
We care about you. And
right.
So, but the idea is that if I can make money on just, see, because remember, the whole game, the more simple the presentation, the more simple their decision, which means the more faster it'll duplicate. You see, that was a J. Paul Getty line. I'd rather have 1% of 100 men's effort than 100% of my own. Well, that's what we're all about, duplication. See, remember, the whole game, it's not just who you know. It's who they know, and who they know, and who they know, and who they know, and how many hundreds of millions are there in the United States of people that are looking for more, people that are living, people that are swiping? You know, I mean, what's the training program? You swipe, or you stick, or you tap. Okay, training's over. You know what to do. It costs nothing to open our mouth. It costs nothing to share. I always believe that sharing is caring. Because I love you, I'm going to share this with you. And if you like it, we pursue it. If you don't, we drop it. But because I love you, I'm going to share it with you. And if you like it, we'll pursue it together. If you don't, we'll drop it. We'll stay friends. Love you.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I got to say, you know what else? And this is a universal policy kind of that works in life. You know, I've been in sales for 40 years, probably longer than that. And I learned a number of years ago that the best salespeople are not the ones who go in and use, you know, incredible closing tactics or whatever. The best salespeople are the ones who help people solve their problems. They're the people who are good listeners. They understand somebody else's situation, and they genuinely care about helping that person have a better result or a better life or a better, you know, situation, whatever it might be. And so they go to work to figure out, how can I help Joe over here with Joe's particular situation? And it's not a cookie cutter approach where you go in and you say, okay, I'm going to call 200 people today and hopefully five of them will respond. You know, that's putting your product or your service ahead of the people. And maybe that's the way it was done 30 or 40 years ago, but it's, you know, people are so quick to sense when they're getting a sales pitch, or, you know, when they're getting a phone call from a telemarketer, or, you know, anybody who has kind of got their thing that they're now trying to tell you about, as opposed to the opposite approach, which is, tell me about what's going on in your life. Here's something I'm doing that's working. You know, can I help you in any way? Are you interested in this, or whatever it might be? Focus on people and put the person ahead of the project that you're excited about, and I think you'll be a lot more successful. You mentioned just the banking industry and some of these things. Give people just a genuine or a general summary of how many people have kind of jumped on this banking industry issue where they can make some money on these transaction fees. How many people have kind of signed up to do that, you know, in the last, I don't know, year or since you've been working on this as one of your latest projects?
Well, we're just new. It's cool. It's like it's brand new, and that's what's exciting. But still, you know, in the thousands, you know, I don't know, like 30,000 or something. I mean, it's crazy. It's like crazy what's happened in just the last 2 months.
And then you've got a convention coming up in Vegas in a few weeks, and you got how many people coming to that convention approximately?
We've already sold probably, I would guess, 3,000 or 4,000. You know, we've already done near 3,000 tickets, and we still got 2 weeks, so most people buy at the end. So who knows how many will buy at the end. I'm just talking pre-sales. You know, but yeah, we definitely...
That's fabulous.
In other words, it's happening. So it's happening, yeah. It's exciting. But like, I love what you were saying. That's why I didn't lead. I'm trying not to lead with the product. What I believe is that we build people. Products don't move people. People move products. So we build people. I say you get the right team, and we could market lemonade and get rich. You see, so that's why I really never focus on the product. For 4 decades, I've moved multiple different products, but I've never focused on the product. I've always focused on the dream and the person and their self-esteem, and that they were made for greatness, and that they're a child of God, endowed with those seeds of greatness. God put those seeds in you. You were born to win. That's what I do. And then we're able to move products in the masses. So to me, that's how you got, that's, you know, and people always say, oh, that sounds good. No, that's who we are. That's who we are.
That's
it's
awesome.
You know, it's just like when I love building this and helping my children get totally free. And, you know, it's crazy fun, because I remember a quick story, but my son, he came to me not, you know, a while back, and because, you know, I made a lot of money, so I slowed down. You know, I was more trying to be free. Like, what do you do when you make money? You start being retired. So I start golfing every day, going to movies. I was pretty bored, though, honestly, because I'm not serving. I wasn't helping others. I find joy when I help others. I didn't find joy when I'm sitting in a movie theater wasting another night, or out on the golf course for 5 hours and then going to the club and talk about football with the guys. And then when it's basketball, so you can talk about basketball with the guys. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. But the bottom line is, my son, he said, Dad, I really want to talk to you. It's serious. Well, I'll talk to my son anytime. But when he says, Dad, I need to talk, it's real serious. I'm thinking, oh, no. And so I said, okay, right now. And then he starts off by saying, Dad, I really loved the way you raised me. And I'm thinking, he acted like it was serious.
That's a nice compliment.
And he's given me a compliment. And I go, okay. And he goes, no, seriously, Dad, I really love the way you raised me. He says, we traveled all over the world. You were doing events all over the world. You were blessing thousands of lives all over the world. I was always so proud of my dad, and I wanted to grow up and be just like my dad. And he said, so I really do love the way you raised me and helping people. And I just loved it. And I said, well, thank you. And then here came the hit. He said, and now you're not doing it anymore. And I get to raise my kids with a job. He said, Dad, you spent years getting people out of their job and being free. And now I'm married, I have a child, and I get to raise my children with a job. He says, home to work, work home. All the things that you help people get out of. And now I get to spend the next 40, 50 years working a job. He said, Dad, that's not fair.
Good point.
He says, I want you to get back in the game and help me. Help me. Well, what a joy knowing that, you know, so now it's just fun. I mean, I tell people I'm having fun, but my gosh, my wife is all jazzed. That's exciting. My son on the calls, he's excited. He's succeeding. I mean, in other words, I'm helping. What does that do for me? That makes me happy. But they're happy. You can say I'm back in the game. No, I'm not just back in the game. I'm I'm full blast hitting it, man. We're the hottest game in town, man.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. You're back into game times 12, my friend. I mean, you're just, which is awesome. Yeah, I just think it's, I think it's wonderful what you're doing, and the energy and the enthusiasm that you have is remarkable, and I admire it. And I got to tell you, folks, two of the qualities that Lennon has that speak volumes about him. He, in the business world, if you're persistent with people, but you're also patient, those two qualities go together hand in hand really well. And Lennon does that as well as anybody that I've ever seen. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are drawn towards him. He genuinely cares. I mean, he can play golf the rest of his life, and he can travel the rest of his life. But I think he has more fun helping people, you know, achieve their dreams. And there's a lot of joy in that. I mean, there just is a lot of joy in that. So I'm going to give you just one more shot here for a minute or two, Lennon, just kind of wrap up and say whatever you'd like to. But I just want to thank everybody really quick for listening to the show. Just remind you that if you're interested in getting on a team to let Lennon help you make a few more bucks or a lot more bucks, regardless of what you're currently doing in life, the way you do it, just call us 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, which is 1-800-586-5733. If we don't get you live, just leave a message and we'll get back to you. Or shoot us an email, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com. So, Lennon, I'm going to give you another minute or two to just kind of wrap up and say anything else you want to the listeners, and then we'll call it good for today.
Oh, man, yeah, that's because our time is up, and it's like, no, good news, we can do it again. I'm willing, and I love you, because we really have. It's fun that our dads work together. See, what people don't, I don't know if we even mentioned it, but, like, my dad and your dad had our offices, and they worked in the same department at the university. They taught the same classes. They were friends.
Correct.
So
that's right.
It was kind of fun how, so we really did grow up the same. I mean, we were in the same city. We were in the same high school. Our parents not only worked in that city, they worked in the same department of the same school. You know, your dad and my
that's,
dad were that's, friends.
And our moms were both great pianists. I mean, the
exactly.
The commonalities go on for a while. But anyway, keep going.
So that's what I want to help people realize. There's roots here. It's worth your time calling. It's worth your time calling the 800-JUNK-REFUND. See, I mean, because lest I sound like I'm trying to make a close, I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how to make it not sound like a close when I'm not trying to close you. I'm trying to open you. I'm not trying to close you. I'm trying to invite
right.
you to listen
right.
in. Just
right.
listen in. If you like it, we pursue it. It's free. If you don't like it, great. But there's no extra. It's not like I'm trying to get you to listen to a little teaser, and then I got this $3,000 CD package to sell you. Bullcrap on that. I don't even say bullcrap, but I didn't want to. That's just bullcrap on that
yeah.
kind of crap.
That's all
I'm
right.
here to change your life. I'm here to change your life. You win, we win. You don't win, we don't win. I have that confidence. So I'm not looking for your money. I'm looking for your dream. I'm looking for your dream. If you got a dream, we got a team. It's the team and the dream. If you've got a dream, we got a team that can help your dream come true. Period. That's what I'm looking for. You call me, share with me your dream, and then we're going to show you a vehicle, and we're going to get a game plan. We're going to strategize how you can live your dream, because you can live your dream. You can. You can live your dream.
Well said, my friend. That's I can't say it any better, folks. A big thanks to my high school buddy, Lennon Ledbetter, just a great guy all the way around, and a terrific guy who I love having on the show just because of the fire that he has, the direction that he has in his life, the success that he's achieved is nothing short of phenomenal. And he'll be the first one to tell you that you can do it too. And surround yourself with people who know how to do it, and you can do it too. So I'm privileged and thrilled to be able to introduce you to the world of Lennon Ledbetter. Google his name if you want to, and you'll learn a little bit about him. But he's a terrific person, And great to have you on the show, Lennon, as a guest. Look forward to doing it again and continuing to work with you. Thanks so much. You're great. We love you. And I just appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today. Folks, you've been listening to the Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio, Thursdays at 3 o'clock. It's our favorite thing to do each week. We'll see you next week at this same time. Thanks again to Lennon Ledbetter, to Don Newsome, our producer, and everybody involved with making the show possible. It's really a lot of fun. Your dreams can come true. So we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.